Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Nadalad, and we're starting Simon Beis. Now, the Chayodim mentions in Simon Aleph that the point where something switches over from being a Adama to being a Mazonos in the cooked form of the five species of grain is when it masses together. So that's going to be, shall we say, the paradigm of how it should happen. But there are scenarios where it doesn't happen, it's not this big mass, but it functions together. People eat as a unit. They become, the distinction between the items, the small grains, has blurred a little bit. They're somewhat connected together, etc. So how are we going to define that? So we touched on that point. He said that if you cook them in their husk, in their shell, or even if they're nechtash. Nechtash was the process that they would use to remove the husk, remove the shell of the, around the kernel. And they'd put these items inside of a mortar, and they would bang down on it with a pestle, and that would break off the shells. So the goal wasn't to pulverize the actual kernels themselves. The goal wasn't to grind it down into something fine. The goal was really just to bang at it, and that would cause the husks to break open. And some of them, when the husk breaks open, the kernel pops out, and some of them, it doesn't work like that. You have to actually bang at it a lot until the kernel is revealed and released. So now the Chayyim is going to go back and talk about that a little more, and obviously this is going to be an area where there is some machlokes exactly to define what's enough to be making a mazonos. So a person put this into the mateshes. So that's, you have a mortar and pestle combination. If you picture, some pharmacies have a picture of a crucible, a small cup, which is made out of a strong material. And then there's another piece which is made for pounding. So the container is called the mortar, and that which you pound with is called a pestle. So he put the items into the machteshes, and he pounded on them with the pestle, vehisically busted and removed the husks. Sarim Shakar and Gagalach, he refers to certain types of examples, which are not so from exactly what the examples are, but the idea we know from context what it's referring to. So one example is you have barley, and the husk had been removed. Because the kernel, the husk is removed when you cook it, they massed together and became a unit. Okay? So he's going to say that that'll be an example where the bracha is mazonos. Fine. So groifen was the process of what we refer to actually as pearled barley. So pearling is the process of removing the husk. So there, they didn't necessarily even, you would do it in a certain process, and I'm not familiar exactly what the process is. So over here, not only does it remove the husk, but it actually breaks the kernel into pieces. Because the kernel is broken into pieces, it tends to mass together better. So the Gemara does not discuss the case of ksisha, of just removing the husk. The Gemara discusses the case where you broke the kernel into pieces. So that's what he's saying. This case would meet that criteria. If you make like a, then you like cook it and make it into like a picture of an oatmeal, where the pieces are separate, and eventually as you cook them, they mass together. Or cream of wheat, the little kernels of the little pieces of the kernels, when you cook them, they mass together. So the lach is that you make a mazonos, but now he adds an interesting point. Since the ksisha process not only removed the husk, but also broke them into pieces, which means that normally when you cook them, they will mass together. So then,
afilo lo nidvigo yachad ayin ha'yabishol, even though if you cooked it in such a way that they did not actually mass together, since normally that would be enough to mass them together, the bracha is going to be mezonos. So now, the case where he's discussed the case where he removed the husk and it was nistabik together, which means that the kernels remained intact, but through cooking you cooked it enough that they softened and they became a mass. Or a case where the kernels were broken into pieces, even though they did not mass. So in either of those scenarios, the chayotim says the bracha is going to be mezonos. Now there's going to be a scenario where you didn't break it in half, but the act of removing the husk removed the part of the kernel with it as well. And we'll clarify the status of that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.